Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Make All Night, where health is our priority. I am an educator, speaker, author, a full circle health coach, and passionate about healthy and balanced lifestyle or living. Wow, can you believe it's already 2 weeks after Thanksgiving? 2 weeks exactly today. Has anything changed for you over the last 2 weeks? Are you more or less thankful than you were at Thanksgiving? How do you look at things today? And I'm going to go back to those questions afterwards. Have you made any changes? Are you thankful when you wake up in the morning? Are you speaking every day into being a great day? Is each day you are alive the best day of your life again? Are you in control of your mood? Have you gone back to healthy and balanced eating? Are you eating 12 to 15 servings of fruits and veggies a day? Are you eating lots of sugars, drinking sodas, drinking diet sodas? Are you eating too many carbs? Do you know that they can convert into fat when not used up or burned up? Do you feel strong, healthy, and non-stressed, or are you stressed more than you can handle? Your question, I can just hear you. How in the world does this have anything to do with Get Healthy Now, or how is it related to that? Well, next question is, how does it affect your health? How's your mental attitude? Is it balanced? Is it full circle? Does it go with the ESPM? Maybe added an F, which is emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and maybe financial. Well, has anything changed since Thanksgiving, which we consider your cheat day? I'm not talking about being on a diet. Please, no diets. Diets are to die with a T, according to one of my dentists, and I'm not going there. Okay, so we're asking, have you made any changes since Thanksgiving in regards to food intake, exercise, or whatever it is? Have you decided to make changes? Well, I definitely have been really good, actually, for Thanksgiving. I was amazed. I just had salad, and I had a little bit of turkey and a little bit of mashed potatoes, maybe one tablespoon or so, and one tablespoon of yams. That was actually totally awesome because my sister-in-law is such a good cook. But anyway, today I'm usually not eating those things anymore except the salads, the fruits, the veggies. Once in a while, a little bit of my homemade bread because I do not have sodium, I do not have eggs and butter or oil in it. I do it with the flaxseed meal, as you can find out from a previous show. And the avocado seed meal that I'm making out of every seed that I save from the avocados I'm eating. And the bread tastes so delicious. Oh, my goodness. Last week, my husband came to church with me. And because we usually have choir practice after church, we have some potluck in between. We took 2 homemade loaves of bread with us. And my husband got up to get a slice, and he goes, honey, OMG, half the bread is gone. I go, you must be kidding me. Nobody at our table has eaten any. So we asked people, you know, if they had tried the bread, that it was really healthy and good for you and stuff. And so they went and got some. And when I went back towards the end, I looked in the big, on the big plate where the 2 loaves were on it. There was one slice left. And I go, whoa, this bread really disappeared well. Because normally they haven't eaten it that much, but this time everybody behind us that we didn't see must have eaten some bread. And so it was a real pleasure to have made it, because when you see that people appreciate healthy food, it makes a difference in one's life. So, how do you look at things, at your daily life today, 2 weeks after Thanksgiving? I asked in the next question, have you made any changes? Be it, healthcare, be it nutrition, be it work, be it family life, be it whatever it is, have you made any changes at all? I know I have. Yesterday was my very first day of passive physical activity since my shoulder injury, where I dislocated my shoulder, totally dislocated it, and chipped off some bone. Haven't had surgery yet, and I hope not to have any. We're still waiting for the results from the CT scan, which was a rendering 3D CT scan to see deep into the bones and see if there's more damage. But so far, we haven't heard anything, so I was able to start passive physical therapy. Felt pretty darn good yesterday, but today, whoa, 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 I can feel it. But it is a pleasure to feel it. And so it's actually a pleasure to have some pain, because I know I have my arm. My arm is not damaged to the point where I can't feel anything. I feel the pain. I feel the progress. I feel I learn new ways of getting dressed. I learn new ways of making it through the day. So it's not as painful. So every day is a learning experience for me. So yes, I have made changes. Have you made any? Are you thankful when you wake up in the morning? Every morning, the first thing I say is, thank you, Lord, for a new day, for a new, good, and happy day, because I'm speaking it to be into a great day. What you say is what's going to happen. So if you have positive attitude, it's most likely going to be a positive day. Or if something happens, you will not look at it as seriously as you do when you are not ready to receive a good day. So my next thing was, is each day you are alive the best day of your life again? Why the again? The again is because each and every day is supposed to be your best day of your life. And when it's over and over and over again, it's again. And that is actually one of my pet peeves now, to consider each day a blessing. And I'm happy and thankful to be alive each and every day, because I can learn something. I can do something nice for somebody. It doesn't have to be a lot, but just a nice smile or a nice phrase. Or just a question, how are you doing today? Or isn't it a beautiful day? Or something like that, just to create some positivity in the people you encounter during the day. And it doesn't have to be, just at work. It can be anywhere you are. Just smile, you get a smile in return. And that in itself is already making a change, not just in your life, but in their life also. So, are you in control of your mood? Well, that might be a controversial aspect. However, I do believe that we are in control of our mood. Again, our mood is very much related to our attitude. And when we have a positive attitude, we usually are in a good mood. Because how can you be in a negative mood, in a nasty, whining, mood when you are smiling, when you are happy? It doesn't go together. So you have your choices. Make each and every day a happy day. Be in a positive attitude and in an excellent mood. Have you gone back to healthy and balanced eating? Well, I would say that Thanksgiving could have been a cheat day for many people. And again, not saying we're dieting because this is a lifestyle. And if we eat healthy every day, then we don't need to diet. And once in a while, going off the board a little bit is all right because the body kind of needs that so it doesn't go stagnant. Are you eating your 12 to 15 servings of fruits and veggies a day? Some people can't afford it. Some people don't have time to do this. There are actually whole foods in a capsule form that deliver you what you need if you eat, if you take one or two or three of those a day, depending on your age and size and whatnot. Are you eating lots of sugars? We're not just talking about white and refined sugar. We're talking about all different things of sugars, lactose, fructose, all the OSE are sugars. And if we don't absorb those, they turn into fat. Are you drinking sodas? Sodas are really not that healthy for us. They slow down the metabolism, they create a belly, and so forth and so forth. You can look it up, you'll find it. Diet sodas are even worse than regular sodas, to the contrary of what some people say. Are you eating too many carbs? That again, if you go overboard, it makes you feel heavy, it converts into fat. So, do you feel strong, healthy, and non-stressed, or are you stressed more than you can handle? I'm talking about today. It's a good question. I am not stressed right now. I'm just feeling happy and thankful for everything. Now, you might say, what in the world does this all have to do with get healthy now? How does it affect your health? Well, it does. And do you know that mental attitude is one-fourth of the balanced, the full circle life? Remember the acronym ESPM, not NM, for emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental. And you could even put an F behind if you want to for financial. So, will you make any changes today on your ESPN? Let's start 2016 with a bang of health, happiness, and balance. I just want to recap that we need to work on our ESPM daily to be balanced, happy, healthy, and prosper. Now, I usually have a gift for you, and I have one today. It's on the HTTPS. It's a YouTube, and it has the link right there. You can just click on it. My contact information is, as always, http://www.mickleknight.com. You can just click on it. It's a hyperlink. The same if you want to ask me any questions or give me any comments because you were not able to listen to it when I had the show and you listened to it afterwards. Please feel free to respond to anything. Just click on the mail to link and I will get your email. You want to call me? Or if you want to text me or anything like that, my phone number is 562-335-4956. And right now, I am going to say until next week, stay healthy, happy, and empowered. Take charge of your life. Be in control of your attitude, of your well-being, and make the best out of every day. Practice the statement. Today is the best day of my life again. And tomorrow, today is the best day of my life again. So you get into the habit of being very positive, very happy, very balanced, healthy, and prosperous. And definitely, you are the one who can empower yourself to get things done. It's nobody else. It's you. Either you do it or you don't. And I just wish you all a very, very awesome day. And I will talk to you next week. Same channel and same time. Have a really fabulous day. And let me know what's going on. Thanks.